агрегат, ты агрегат, дуйся на 100 киловатт. Ты агрегат, дуйся, ты, дуйся, агрегат. Ты агрегат, дуйся на 100 киловатт. Давай, давай, дуйся, эх, дуйся, выжимай. Давай, давай, дуйся, эх, дуйся, прибавляй.
that was Are We Still Friends by Tyler, the creator.
Yeah.
This is the morning show, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Today, instead of Lucas, we have my friend Jackson.
Hey, everyone. I'm Jackson.
We just had class together. We just met in class.
I had class. Phoebe just had a long nap.
Hey, don't call me out on my own show. It was a really long nap.
Or it was just a series of really short naps.
Yeah, and I was being bullied the whole time.
I woke up to that song. Well, I didn't wake up to that song, but I woke up, and then me and my roommate had a shower party, and we listened to that song while we showered.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. Thanks.
Thanks. I heard someone told me that you and your roommate are wearing matching outfits today.
Yeah, we're wearing matching outfits. It's really fun. It's really cute. Someone told us this morning that we were the cutest roommate pairing that they've seen. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Shout out to Tufts Housing Random Selection.
What?
It really works out for some, but not all.
Yeah. That's the truest thing I've ever heard. What should we play next?
I don't know.
I had a song in mind, but then when you started singing that other song, I totally lost it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. You should be.
How does this show usually go? What do you guys usually play?
It's, different things. I mean, it goes a little like this.
Nice.
Most of the time. Because why prepare when you don't have to?
Yeah.
You know?
This is improv. This is jazz.
This is jazz. Ooh, we could play some nap tunes.
That would be perfect.
Which one?
I don't know. Sorry for this construction noise in the background, everyone.
You think we can hear it?
Yeah.
Do you want to... We could play Take Off Your Cool...
Oh, yeah.
...by Outkast feat. Norah Jones.
That sounds great to me.
That... sounds great to me too.
Wow.
What?
I said wow.
We have so much in common. okay. Enjoy.
Yeah. beginning true.
Yeah.
goodness. That was Pretty Girl by Clairo. Welcome back. How was the trip to the river?
Oh, it was just fantastic.
Lucky you, not being around for all of that rain.
It sure looked like a lot of
runoff.
Runoff. Anyways, I've got to get going.
Let's catch up soon.
Sounds good.
Hey, wait. You've got to make sure you pick that up.
Really? But no kids play in this part of the neighborhood. And it's decomposable, isn't it?
True. But all of that rain and stormwater runoff will pick up things like fertilizer, pesticides, trash, and dog waste, which will go down the nearest drains and waterways and end up in streams, lakes, and rivers. Do you want to be the voice?
Yeah, I'll be the voice. Make sure you pick up dog waste to keep bacteria out of our water. We want to keep it swimmable and boatable. Wouldn't want Buddy putting a damper on your next trip to the local river.
Brought to you by the Mystic River Watershed Association. So that was a skit.
That was a PSA skit.
Practiced many times.
Many times.
I think it went pretty well.
I'm sweating.
You killed it.
Thanks. I would like it to be known that I had way more responsibility than Phoebe did during that skit.
I was a director.
Oh. What was I?
You did everything else.
But I think that was really good, and I think we should do another one sometime.
I would love that.
Wow.
But
what was the actual purpose of that PSA?
Pick up your dog poop.
Oh.
Yeah, it wasn't really straightforward. They kind of really went around it.
It seems like they really didn't need that whole skit before it. They could have just had that last one.
I liked it. I think skits really add to the message.
Yeah, I agree.
So we're now taking requests. If you want to call in.
What's the phone number?
Oh, the phone number. Which one is it? That one? 855. Is that it?
Yeah.
855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Or you can Skype us at WMFO-DJ. But don't Skype us. I don't think I have Skype.
I don't even know where that comes in.
If you can't call on a phone or something.
No, but like, how do we get that?
We don't know.
So please don't Skype.
Don't Skype us. Cool.
Awesome.
Awesome. Do you have a request, Jackson? We're taking requests.
Oh, it's request time. I have a request.
What is it?
Killing Me Softly with his song by the Fugees.
That's a fun request.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome. This is exactly what Jackson just said.
Playing with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing
yo.
Yeah.
this is why Clef Refugee Camp Roswell, little bass sitting up here on the bass. While I'm on this roast, I got my girl L. One time. Hey yo, L, you know you got the lyrics.
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had style. And so I came to see him and listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, stranger to my eyes.
And they'll rat on you. The family niggas will rat on you. That's why we gotta be prepared to take whoever out we need to.
Sun is gone. Baby, solo pienso en ti. When I wake up in the morning until I go back to sleep, how I wish you were mine. I think of you all the time. I always feel like I'm flying. Baby, you make me feel fine. Lost in the words that you say to me. Y pasando tiempo juntos is the ultimate dream. I'm on top of the world. Baby girl, can't you see? I found my perfect girl. I wanna make you my queen. Time and time again, I can't be feeling real sad. Cause mi sueño no se ha hecho una realidad. Pero el tiempo dirá, el tiempo dirá. If we go spend our lives together, lo que el mundo gira. I promise I don't want nobody else to be around me but you. And nobody's touch and nobody's lips can make me feel like yours do. Our hands interlock, nuestros labios se conocen. Nuestra noche es corta, pero hermosa, we'll be okay. Dreaming of you when I'm alone. Baby, don't trip, I'm coming home. Kick it with me, I don't care if the sun is gone. Baby, don't cry when I am gone. Promise you're everything I want. This is for you, baby, listen, it's your song. Sin ti mis días son largos y se sienten tan amargos. Me ahogo en un lago de mis lágrimas que hago. Can't look forward to my future if it ain't including you. Promise that I'm gonna love you, it's about that time you knew. I swear I don't see nothing better than to lay here with you. And I hope you know I miss you. From my head I can't dismiss you. Eres lo que yo anhelaba en esta vida que me falta. Lo que siento es so real, I can't lie to you for real. Sabes bien que te quiero. And if you're down to spend your summer with me, just let me know. Dreaming of you and
Where'd All the Time Go by Dr. Dog. That was another request from my friend Jackson. Thanks for calling in, Jackson.
You're welcome.
It's a joke because he didn't call in. He's right here in person, which is awesome. I don't know why I was yelling before.
We were just talking about binkies.
I had a binky for a really long time.
And I was thinking that I feel like even now binkies would, like, I think I would enjoy having a binky right now.
If you became like a rave girl.
Rave girls have binkies?
Yeah.
Like neon binkies?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Probably.
I know like one rave girl who has a binky. But like, well, because when
do
you
they
do,
only use them at raves?
Yeah. I don't think I'm allowed to talk about why they have binkies.
Oh, okay. But when you're at a rave.
And, like, the things you do at a rave.
Yeah.
Make it so you want to chew on things.
Oh. So then you have a binky.
Yeah.
I kind of always want to be chewing on something.
Me too. I used to pick up stuff from the floor a lot and chew on it.
That's awesome. I've chewed things that I've picked up off the ground, but I've never picked something off the ground. What I do is, like...
No, I don't, like, choose. Like, it just happens.
Like, oh, the way you said it made it seem like you find something on the ground, you're like, oh, sick. Can't wait to chew this. But, like, I'll pick pens up off the ground, but then, like, while I'm using it, I forget that I got it from the ground, and then I start chewing
We've
on it.
We've all done that.
We've all done that.
Right?
And some of us have just picked up...
More things than others.
Or just picked up stuff off the ground and start chewing it right away.
I don't do that.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That was like a post-reflection. Like, I know that I...
You know that you have done that.
Done that, so I got straight to the point. But in reality, it wasn't as straightforward as that. Mm. I'm hungry. This just in.
So also, if anyone knows where we should go for lunch, please call in.
We have approximately 15 minutes to eat before I have to go to my 1:30 class.
Are you allowed to eat in your 1:30 class?
Probably.
So then we have like 20 minutes to get food.
Yeah.
But we don't have to eat it.
We were thinking of going to PAX. We haven't been there yet this year.
We should do a meetup.
Oh, we're doing a meet and greet. At PAX, at LOX.
At like 107.
Yeah.
So we can't wait to see you all there.
It's going
to
be dummy lit. No rules.
No rules. Except it's over promptly at 1:20.
And it's an over 18 event too. 18 and over. Otherwise, some freshies couldn't come.
Yeah.
Actually, still some freshies can't come.
Yeah?
I think so. I don't know if that's true. No, I feel like that's true.
Well, I feel like there's definitely some people here that skipped a grade. Well, maybe not.
No, but there's also people who are just really young for their grade.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard of people going to college as a 17-year-old, which is crazy.
Have you heard of people going to college as a 16-year-old?
No. Have you? Is that what you did?
That's what I did. But then I had to do freshman year 3 times. So now it was just a regular age.
That's awesome. Now you're regular age?
Yeah.
How old are you?
19.
Are you lying?
No.
If I attach you to a lie detector test, would you still say the same thing?
Yes.
You can call in if you believe Jackson or if you don't believe Jackson, because he looks really suspicious.
I'm telling the truth. July 3rd, 2000.
I actually was with Jackson on his birthday this year.
That's awesome.
But I didn't see his birth certificate, so I don't know if that was his real birthday or even if he was actually born the year he says he was born, which is 2000.
Or if I was ever really born.
Or if he even exists.
Yeah.
The day today is beautiful.
Don't you do your weather reports?
Yeah, we haven't really been doing those, but if you look out the window of the stew, it's beautiful. Sunny, not too warm, not too cold. Wear a windbreaker.
Perfect for a light jacket.
I would wear...
I feel like I'm back in Oakland. All I need is a light jacket.
True. And jeans.
And jeans.
But I would say you should probably wear socks that go, like, cover your ankles. Are those ankle socks or are the short socks ankle socks?
Short socks or ankle socks?
What are the other ones called?
Socks.
I would wear socks today. Well, I'm wearing ankle socks and my ankles are cold.
That doesn't sound right now that I say it.
I feel like ankle socks are the taller ones.
Okay. What are the other socks?
Socks.
Yeah.
Colin, if you have an opinion about the names of different kinds of socks.
I have an opinion on socks.
Yeah, what is it?
Okay, so you know when you're going shoe shopping? Well, it's not really on socks, but you know when you're going shoe shopping and they have those little gross things that you can put on your feet if you didn't wear socks?
Yeah.
I hate those. I think they're disgusting. And I hate them on my feet, and I hate them off my feet. I hate looking at them.
Well, they're not socks.
They're not socks.
And they don't even try to act like they're socks.
What are they supposed to be? Just like a layer?
Just like something so your feet aren't touching the shoes directly.
I feel like they're so thin that they're not really doing much. And they're gross.
And why are they gross?
They just are. They look gross. They're a gross color. And they look all shriveled up.
Okay.
And then you put them on your feet and it kind of looks like your skin's falling off your feet.
My skin is falling off my
feet. And it's gross, and that's why I don't go shoe shopping. Because I hate looking at them.
And that's why I only wear one pair of shoes every day. And they're trash. And my mom and moms hate me.
Because you only wear one pair of shoes.
Yeah. You hear me tap dancing?
Yeah, that's really nice. I'm in the market for a new pair of shoes, so if you have any recommendations, feel free to...
Are you not getting a bigger pair of those other ones?
I might get a bigger pair of those other ones. But I might not.
They're kind of basic.
Yeah, that's what I've realized.
I mean, they're fun.
Well, once I bought them, I started realizing how many people have the same shoes.
Yeah, me too. And about your shoes.
Yeah, but not the exact color that I have.
Yeah. I think you should do it. The thing about shoes is, like, I don't know. I don't feel strongly about shoes. Like, I am fine wearing the same shoes every day.
I'm fine wearing the same shoes every day, but I want to really like those shoes.
I know. But, like, a lot of people wear a lot of different shoes because they really match them with their outfit. But a lot of people wear the same shoes every day, and they're the same shoes as everyone else. And I don't think anyone really cares.
That's true. But I would...
Like, I feel like the only time I've paid attention to shoes is when I was thinking about what shoes I want to buy. Like, I mean, shoes that other people are wearing.
But also when other people are wearing, like, really nice shoes, yeah. I do notice it.
Yeah.
Well, you know my thing about shoes. I want people to look back. I want people to look back at it as I walk by them. And be like, wow, that guy has really nice shoes. That's all I want.
I just want people to not look at my shoes, for the most part. Or me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
sadly, you exist, so...
Yeah.
People are going to be looking at you. Okay, what's next?
I don't know. What should be next? Do you want to tell a little story while I find a song?
Okay. Let me think of a story. I don't know if I have any good stories. I don't know if anything significant has ever happened to me in my entire life. And that's what I'm realizing right now as I'm tasked with trying to tell a story.
You're doing great.
Me and my roommate, well, I already told you guys that me and my roommate are wearing matching outfits today. We had a party this weekend. It was teeth and ghost themed, and it was really fun. Everyone had a great...
Darkness, I need you. from getting what I want. And it doesn't mean we gotta stop talking. Now I'll fall asleep right here with you.
That was Transmission Listen by Elato Negro. Before that was Ipanema by Still Woozy. It's from his latest EP called Lately, which was kind of... It did not meet my expectations because it's like five songs and like three of them he already had come out with. And that's like the only album that he really came out with, and it wasn't a full album.
It was like two songs.
Yeah. But they're good. I mean, that one was fun. And we realized that we've played a good amount of Spanish. Not a good amount, like some. like two songs.
Two.
so then we tried to play another one, but actually Jackson tricked me and it had no Spanish in it.
Yeah.
But that's okay. I forgive you.
I can get a better Spanish song next time with real Spanish in it.
Hopefully.
Maybe we could do French next time. You love French.
Don't say that to me. Hopefully Jackson will be back here one day.
Maybe.
This has been The Morning Show, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We're coming to the end of our hour, and we're going to go eat some sandwiches.
Yum.
And maybe some pickles.
Yum.
It's going to be lit. Cool. Thank you all for tuning in. Come tune in next time. I'm just gonna have a wonderful week.
Short week,
3 to 4 days. Cool.
Bye everyone.
Like I'm some sort of stranger. You haven't got to